Welcome to the WEC Radio Local Business Spotlight. WEC Radio supports local business and is proud to bring this informative local business show to you every Saturday morning from 11 until noon. Now, here's your host, local business advocate, Mark Owam.
Good morning. Welcome to the WEC Radio Local Business Spotlight. I am Mark Owam, your host for the next hour. Got some real treats in store for you this hour. You might want to have a pen and paper handy. There's going to be some information along the way that you're going to write down or record. First off, we are going to talk to a Buffalo legend, Steve Desmond from the Weber's Mustard. Good morning, Steve.
How's everybody in Buffalo?
We're good. You're here now.
Well, thank you for asking me to be on.
Well, thanks for the samples. We had a little party going on here, a little mustard party before we got started. So let's start at the very beginning. Tell us a little bit of the history. I know, you know, when I looked it up, it's 1922. Let's start there.
Weber's Mustard was founded in 1922 at the Broadway Market by Joseph Weber and John Heinz. John Heinz is spelled H-E-I-N-T-Z, no relation to the H.J. Heinz Company of Pittsburgh. Weber and Heinz formed the partnership in 1922. Weber bought Heinz out in 26, but kept the name Heinz and Weber and played off the big company image through the 40s, 50s, and 60s to make his tiny local company look much larger than it really was.
And you said at the Broadway Market?
He founded the company.
I didn't even realize that place was there this time.
It's been there. Well, I can't remember the years of the Broadway Market, but he started selling the mustard at the Broadway Market. He actually had 70 to 100 different products that he repacked, but the Weber's horseradish mustard was his only baby recipe. He came to America in 1907 from Austria at 7 years old. We don't know if the recipe was German, Austrian, a family recipe, or how it even was concocted, but he began the company in 1922 at 22 years old.
If you put it in perspective and you think about it as opposed to nowadays, I mean, nowadays you can come up with a great product and you have the access to the internet and the whole world. And a lot of us, including me, forget what life was like before the internet. I mean, a guy making mustard with horseradish, right? In his house, and then turns it into a legend. I mean, that's amazing.
It's interesting because one of the things that kept Weber's mustard where it is today is it was never patented.
We want to say that on air?
It was never patented.
Oh, wow.
So it's a family recipe, and only to this day, right now, currently only three people in the company know the mixing recipes of Weber's products. It's been very family and highly protective, and everybody signs a non-disclosure when they work for the company. And whenever anybody asks if what the recipe is, we say if we tell you, we have to tell you the recipe, we're going to kill you.
We don't want word to get out on that. So then after you got established at the Broadway Market, I mean, where did it go from there?
It snowballed his baby. We've around the building, the manufacturing facility on Reading, we have old photos that I've had restored. And he did a bunch of food shows, the Broadway Market. There was a place called Sattler's. I don't know if any of us are old enough to remember Sattler's. But he sent a staff of eight to the Broadway Market and a staff of eight to Sattler's every morning. And they set up shop. And that's where it started snowballing.
And think again, I mean, you think about that. That's one guy selling one jar of mustard at a time.
Right.
It's not like you're at a trade show and you're hoping to land all kind of business. It's one jar at a time.
But he was known as the Pickle Factory. He was known more for pickles and peppers and olives and sauerkraut and a unique product, which I still get asked this day about, prune butter. I don't want to go there. What prune butter was, but I just don't want to go there. But every once in a while, I still get a call today. Are you still selling prune butter?
Prune butter. Wow, I never even heard of that.
But as the history went on and the family's members' health started failing, they started phasing out products. When Suzanne and I took over in 1997, there were only two Weber's products in existence, Weber's horseradish mustard and Weber's hot pickle relish. Since 1997, we brought back some of the old products. We've invented a few of our own. And currently, as of today, we have 18 different lines of products. Most people don't know that unless you're shopping at the independents, because if you go to the big chains, they're only supporting a couple of the products. But you go to some of the independents, you're going to see in Niagara Produce, 18 different lines of Weber's products. And people are like, and we tend to shop at them ourselves because I'm a big proponent of local business supporting local.
Imagine right. That, a free plug for the show, too. So did you say in 97?
Suzanne and I took over in 1997. Joe Weber, Laura Weber, and Ruth Weber, Suzanne's grandmother, grandfather, and mother ran the business, all fell into health problems and their health failed and they passed away in the early 80s. My wife and her sister were young teenagers. So the business, I amazingly sat with little to no management for almost 20 years and still operated. And those were in the days when all the mom and pop little markets were changing over to the supermarket industry. And Wegmans and Thompson then started coming to us.
Wow.
Wanting the product. I walked in and took over, and it's my 23rd anniversary this week, but I walked into Weber's Mustard my first day. There was this little metal file cabinet sitting in the corner of the office. And I opened it up. There were over 300 index cards of all mom and pop deli businesses that they serviced through the 30s, 40s, and 50s, and 60s that were no longer in existence.
Wow, that's amazing.
We took over a company with 15 accounts, and as of today, we have 76 accounts.
Oh, I wanted to go there in a second. This is we're talking to Steve Desmond from Weber's Mustard. You are listening to WEC Radio and a local business spotlight, and I am Mark Owam. We're up to 97. You guys take over, and when I moved here in 95, that's like a thing that I had never heard of.
One of the biggest things, pieces we're up against is the new transplants coming into, or people coming into Buffalo. Once you get it in your mouth. Once you get it in your mouth, you're hooked.
Yes.
But it's getting the new people to try us, and it's our loyal following of consumers that really help us expand. Our mail order has just snowballed over the last few years.
I'll bet.
I've got 7 vendors selling on Amazon jars of mustard from $8 to $14 a jar and are getting it. And we only ship mail order half cases and full cases out of the building to consumers. Our mail orders went up 50% from 2018 to 2019.
Wow.
Because of all the Amazon craze and everything else going on in the internet.
How many employees? Wait, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000?
We wish. Weber's Mustard has currently 6 employees.
6 employees.
We produce 40,000 cases of product across 18 lines, and 33,000 cases of those 40,000 is horseradish mustard.
To me, it seems like Heinz. And, I'm from Pittsburgh, and when you ride by Heinz, it takes you 2 blocks to get by the place. And that's what I think of with you, but it's not like that.
I can walk you through our building in about a 3-minute, I call the nickel tour 3 cents worth. But it's all about the history, it's all about the stories, and it's all about the photos that we have inside that are restored. I mean, it's just such a wonderful feeling when Suzanne and I go out shopping, and we wear our shirts and wear our jackets, and you strike up conversations with everybody.
Yeah,
because people are so proud to be... have a local company in their backyard with such a phenomenal image, which really, as I said, we're a small company.
You really are a Buffalo legend. And I it's my honor to have you guys here. I was so excited when you actually took my phone call. talking about photos, that's a great segue to where we were going with the Buffalo Tales website. Now, do you operate that website, or is that part of you and a friend?
I'm a professional photographer of 34 years this year. I'm a photojournalist, and a close friend of mine, Jeff Schober, who wrote Growing Up Gronk and The Bike Path Rapist, which are 2 big-selling books in Western New York.
Yeah.
Him and I have been friends for over 29 years. We started back in the newspaper together back in 1991. We only spent a short time together, and we're sitting together about a year and a half ago, and he asked me for a photo I took of President Obama when he's in Buffalo. I said, well, what are you doing? He said, well, I'm starting this website, BuffaloTales, TALES.net. I said, well, do you need a photographer? He goes, well, I thought of asking you, but there's really no money in this startup. I'm like, Jeff, our whole lives have been in journalism. Journalism is a tough breed to be in now.
Oh, sure.
And photography is dead because of the cell phone. I said, I'm all in. So we debuted BuffaloTales.net in September of 2018, and we've had stories picked up by the Beach Boys. We've had stories picked up by John Ford Coley's website. We're doing local features on on people and small businesses. We've decided to stay completely away from politics and talk about the real people in this world that make a difference.
No, it's obviously Buffalo based.
It's all Buffalo. It's all Buffalo stories.
It ties in well with this show, right?
Right.
The WEC Radio Local Business Spotlight. This is us, and this is you.
And the greatest thing that happened was, I received a gift actually as a photographer. I lost my father-in-law in 2011, And my mother-in-law walks in 2012 and hands me 12 metal slide boxes containing 1,200 slides. So I said, what am I going to do with these? So I put them aside. In late 2018, I started going through them and discovered 200 family photos from 1941 to 1957 of the Weber family that my wife didn't even know existed. So I spent last year for our 25th anniversary restoring, being a photographer, scanning and restoring and retouching over 45 photos to produce a book. And now the book of the private Weber family collection is making some airwaves on Buffalo Tales and around the media now.
We're talking to Steve and Desmond from Weber's Mustard. So we're on the subject of BuffaloTales.net. And I wrote down some notes, and these pictures are taken, according to the website, 51 to 57. And I mean, what's interesting, there wasn't a lot of color film, if any, back then, right?
The oldest photo on the page is 1941. It's my wife's mother, Ruth, sitting on a 1940 Cadillac. So I started researching when I began this project. And Kodak invented the first color film, Kodachrome film, in 1935. The cost of a roll of film in processing in those days was the equivalent of $54 a roll today. It only could be afforded by the wealthy. And to find these slides and to find these color images, they don't exist. People don't have these. My dad never started to, he was a photographer in high school. He never took a color photo until 1963 when slides became much more affordable.
So were the pictures when you got them, were they in color or did you colorize them?
No, they're all color slides.
That's amazing. I mean, you know, you see pictures nowadays from back then, but they're colorized by a computer or a person or however they do it. And to know that, you know, you actually had the real deal. And your web host must love you with the quality of photographs you have uploaded here.
There were
must take up half the internet.
There were over 200 images, and when you look at these photos, I had to rebuild walls and ceilings that were almost faded and destroyed to bring these photos back to life. And you know, it's tedious and time consuming, but I guess the reward was who I'm married to, and the reward was being able to give a gift to my wife of something that she never really knew existed.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Now, let's make sure, you know, hopefully our listeners are on their phones or near their computer and they can actually enjoy the pictures while they're listening to this. So it's Buffalo Tales, TALES.net.
Correct.
And these pictures, you just click on the link for About Weber's Mustard, because there's quite a few articles on there, and it'll take you right to this article. And the article itself is fantastic reading, let alone the pictures. But I got lost in the pictures. I mean, on the Queen Mary. I mean, how cool is that?
Yeah, you don't see these anymore. And in today's world, what's the camera choice? A cell phone. We don't have the quality or the feel. I mean, I'll still carry my equipment to this day, and it's like people look at you like, you mean there's real cameras in this world still and real lenses?
Oh, I know.
But it's a passion. It's in your blood when you start out as a professional photojournalist. I mean, news in media, it's just part of your blood.
So out of my own curiosity, do you know what kind of camera they used back then for these?
Nikons came in during the Vietnam War, and now Canon is the camera of choice for the professionals.
That's amazing.
I mean, everybody had a camera back then. I've got a shelf in my office at home of cameras people gave me. Oh, you're a photographer? Here's some cameras. I got cameras going back to the 1800s on out.
Cameras and mustard.
Yeah, cameras and mustard. And it's so rewarding now because I can combine both of my loves together.
Yeah.
And use them as part of my career and my love of life to take me back to my childhood.
Right. And that's the way a lot of us are, especially in I guess my age group. You know, you want to touch and smell and feel something from the past.
Right.
And it's so nice to look at a picture and to have them in the quality that you actually, you know, made them in. Man, that's really cool. So we're talking to Steve Desmond from Weber's Mustard on the WEC Local Business Radio Spotlight. Steve, we're going to get ready to wind her down. I had one question. At your warehouse, is there, or your office, is there any kind of monumenting the original, like, jars? And, you know, because I imagine the mustard wouldn't be any good after 100 years, but the jars or the labels or how they did it?
You enter the foyer, and I have an old shelf, a really old shelf unit in the foyer entrance of Weber's, which displays all old jars, all old knickknacks, labels, letters. People have brought us souvenirs they found in the garage of stuff we didn't know about. The building itself, we dedicated, when we moved on to Reading Street, we dedicated the building to Chuck Mitchell, who was an employee of ours for 50 years. He was hired in 1953, and we dedicated the building and had our grand opening of our new facility on the day he was hired in 2003 on his 50th year anniversary.
Wow.
And I mean, we're all about family. We're all about the local consumer.
Yeah, I can tell.
We're so loyal. We're so proud how Buffalo's been loyal to our company, and we want to always give back to the community.
So if, let's say, a local small supermarket or market or store wants to carry your product, they can contact you through the website?
They can do it through the website or by phone. We get a lot of emails. We do. We're pretty maxed out in our delivery schedules now. About 95% of our products are being picked up direct from us. So more of our newer accounts coming in now, we've been lateraling to our distributors because I'm only supporting about 15 small accounts direct.
Right.
And all the majors are picking up from us. And so we're trying to put more of our work in the distributors' hands because that's where the network goes. The coolest thing is we just picked up Heinen's in Cleveland. Mm. So now we're from Cleveland to Albany in territory now, plus our mail order business.
That's
and a handful
amazing.
Of accounts scattered around the country.
Well, congratulations. And 98 years old. And
98.
You promise you come back in what it'll be 2022 and we'll celebrate 100 years with you.
I look pretty good for 100 years. I'm eating mustard.
You do. You look pretty
good. I'm still here.
Well, thank you, Steve Desmond from Weber's Mustard. I am Mark Owen with the Local Business Spotlight here on WEC Radio. We'll be right back.